This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, the 30th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a calm, sunny morning across most of Israel. In Tel Aviv, the day promises to be bright and warm, while Jerusalem is enjoying a pleasant start. In Haifa, expect clear skies and gentle breezes, making it a lovely day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, just in from Walla, widespread alarms in Western Galilee due to concerns of UAV infiltration as children head to school. Also, earlier this hour, Ynet reports the IDF seized over 20 boats in a Gaza flotilla, with others turning back. Also this hour, from Israel Hayom, IDF fighters are improvising solutions to the drone threat in southern Lebanon. Separately, I-24 News says the U.S. is pushing for an international coalition in the Strait of Hormuz to counter Iran. And finally, from JTA, an attack on a nun in Jerusalem has sparked outcry amid rising tensions with the Christian community. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ostrov A shared a statement just minutes ago from AI Jack on antisemitism following the Bondi attack. Osin 613 highlighted an article from The Telegraph, posting just now. Rachel Gurr, an Israeli commentator, posed questions about Somaliland's success in partnering with Israel just 17 minutes ago. Let's go deeper. Starting with the alarms in Western Galilee. According to Walla, despite a ceasefire, Hezbollah continues to launch attacks towards northern settlements. This heightens tensions and puts local communities on alert, affecting daily life and security. Turning to the Gaza flotilla incident, Ynet reports that the IDF took action west of Crete. Activists claim that guns were pointed at them during the operation. This underscores ongoing maritime tensions and has implications for humanitarian efforts in Gaza. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom notes that IDF forces are dealing with drone threats in southern Lebanon. They are using improvised methods, such as nets, to capture drones. This highlights the ongoing adaptation of military tactics amid evolving threats. In the Strait of Hormuz, I-24 News reports on the U.S. pushing for a coalition to counter Iran. This move aims to secure vital shipping lanes and reflects growing international concerns over Iranian activities. Finally, the attack on a nun in Jerusalem, covered by JTA, has drawn significant attention. Hebrew University calls it part of a pattern of hostility toward Christians. This adds to the complex religious tensions in the city. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports the Indian embassy cancelled a $42 million office deal in Tel Aviv, citing high costs. Separately, Israel Hayom, business notes fears of conflict with Iran, are driving up oil prices and affecting Asian markets. Oil has surged to nearly $1.10 a barrel. And finally, Walla Business highlights that a small percentage of polymer market users are capturing significant profits, according to Yale researchers. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 12 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.